Wisdom reigns by having it be something very special and very definite in our life. Wisdom reigns by having it be something imaginative, something beautiful, something fulfilling, something rewarding, and something magnificent in every area of our life. If you think that wisdom reigns in your life, if you think that wisdom reigns in all things that you do, then you're on the right track. Because we have to think that it is so before it can begin to happen. We have to think that wisdom is something very wonderful, very marvelous, very fantastic, very exciting in our life if we want to have it happen in our world. Now, how can you have wisdom reign in your world? How can you have wisdom be something fantastic in your life? Wisdom is knowledge. Wisdom is understanding. Wisdom is, you might say, a compassion. Wisdom is a realization that whatever is for our highest and best, whatever is the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to us, is what takes place. When you are ready for wisdom in your life, when you are ready to have wisdom reign in your world, then you can be sure that it'll reign beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically, because you have put the cause in motion for it to be just what it is. Think about what wisdom means. Wisdom means understanding. When you understand what's going on, when you understand what things are all about, and we'd all like to have more wisdom and more understanding, and truly, if the less wisdom we have and the less understanding we have, the more we act from our intuitive nature, the more we act from the divine within us, the more we act from our reality being, and the more wonderful it is. Because that is what it's all about. That is what it's all about, is to act from that reality nature, from that divine nature, from that beautiful aspect within ourselves. Who it is that we really are, and who is it that we really are? Who is it that we really are, that we are really thinking about, that we really want to be? Who is it that we would like to have express ourselves as in all areas of our life? Who is it that we'd like to have express ourselves and be ourselves and know ourselves and live ourselves? Well, let's consider it. For now, we'll call this a recording. And because we'll call it a recording, we'll see what has taken place in our world. And we'll know what is exactly taking place in our world. So here it goes.